Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the news desk, I'm Lydia O'Kane. Pope Benedict XVI on Monday released his message for World Youth Day 2010 to be celebrated on the diocesan level by local churches on March the 28th, Palm Sunday. Chris Altieri reports.
World Youth Day 2010 is the 25th edition of the annual recurrence established by the Venerable John Paul II. In his message marking the event, Pope Benedict XVI calls World Youth Day a prophetic initiative that has borne abundant fruit, allowing new generations of Christians to meet each other, to listen to the Word of God together, and discover the beauty of the Church. The theme of this year's World Youth Day is taken from the Gospel according to St. Mark. Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? The question the rich young man put to Jesus. The Holy Father's message goes on to say that Christianity is not primarily a moral system. It is the experience of Jesus Christ who loves us in person. Each of us, young or old, poor or rich. He loves us even when we turn our backs on him. In this love, writes Pope Benedict, is the source of all Christian life and the fundamental reason for evangelization. If we have truly encountered Jesus, we cannot help but bear witness to those who have yet to meet his gaze. The seven-point letter concludes with a reflection on the indispensable role of young people in today's world, saying the future is in the hands of those who can seek and find strong reasons of life and hope. I'm Chris Altieri.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.